The answer is once. So the interesting, that's actually a really good question because you don't want to lose email. Sorry? Well, the question was, when are we going to get email filters? And the answer is, it depends how much they're doing to you or for you. So for example, if I had going to the command prediction case, if I had it going out, doing predicting things and doing them for me and it deletes all my files, that's bad. And so if I have an email filter that does something down with my email, I don't want that. So part of it is inventing how we can use text categorization methods that do useful things with you while not making you too frightened that you can do things you don't want. So the problem is that our current methods for doing email filtering are so-so. I mean, we're at a particular level of accuracy and we seem to sort of have asymptoted at a particular level. And so, you know, if you can get 80% accuracy, say, the right thing to do then is figure out how we can use a system that does 80% accuracy to filter email, but still make sure that you never lose the things you're reporting for. So that's sort of the area of exploration. As well as trying to do better on text categorization. Is there time for more?
answer, and then you can tell me whether you answer that. And so the question I see is that if we could somehow engineer knowledge about what a particular application is, we can make it smarter in reacting to what we're doing in the context of the particular application. Chino's saying no.
So system could be designed to respond being used so that when the system discovers, the user doesn't know about it, and the system wants to teach him.
The system wants to teach the
user how to use itself.
Okay, I got it. So the question is, how can I help systems that as it learns about what the user is doing, maybe figures out that the user is doing certain things in a poor fashion, or could be exploiting the system in better ways than what the user has currently done. And there has been work in that. The thing that makes this work different from a lot of work in sort of that area is that requires there's been a lot of work in the area of user modeling, trying to understand how a user is actually using a particular system, and it usually is carefully engineered for a particular application. In order to be able to do that, you need something that is very much application-specific. What we're trying to do is we're trying to understand, in the context of Unix and other applications, general principles that apply across a broad range of applications. So the fact that I can predict what your next command is isn't necessarily going to be very useful in telling you that you could have done it in a more effective way. In order for me to know that you could do it in a more effective way, I would have to know an awful lot about the Unix system. And the whole point of this work is that I don't need to know a whole lot about the Unix system to still get 75% accuracy on Brian's data or 35% on it. Okay.
So once you predict the next user, you have connected.
Okay, so the particular system that we have, the shell allows you to display the prediction in the prompt. So Unix shells allow you to define your prompt to be some string of characters with certain special characters interpreted in a special fashion. So %t gets expanded out to the time of day, and %d the current directory you're in. So we now have a new thing, %g, which is the system's guess is what your next command will be. So you can decide if you want it to display whatever it's going to be guessing in your prompt. And if you ever like what the guess is, we've added a new character, %g, which splices it into your command line. So basically, when the system now is able to predict things, you can choose to let it display for you in its prompt and allows you to execute it with one keystroke. And we're also now currently thinking about other ways that we can integrate it into the shell, but this was sort of the first pass. This was the thing that the undergraduate did in the first implementation. Do we have time for more?
If you're doing one variable, you
Well, I think we do have some pretty good conjectures. Actually, I'll let Brian answer that because he actually gave me the answer that I was giving.
One reason is that the I actually do work on
the
computer, and I
do have to work such as. Sorry, do you
work on the
computer?
I'm actually editing.
And there's a position in the dairy map for grad students. Well, so we're just using Unix as it can be tested for this research because the Unix code is publicly available, easy to modify, and so on. And what we're trying to understand is what are good learning methods for being able to predict accurately in the context of Unix, but if we understand the principles by which we can predict accurately, the hope is that we can then take this over to, say, menu-driven interfaces and predict what your next menu action will be based on previous actions you've taken and perhaps other circumstances of your current session. So this is not at all, the science is not tailored to Unix, but certainly the investigations right now are. Thanks again.
Thank you.